I took a room on the 40th floor of the next-door skyscraper, and I could look across the street into his room and see him working. Then I got a colleague from our organization in New York and a couple of Remington 3030s with telescopic sights and silencers. We smuggled them up to my room and sat for days waiting for our chance. He shot at the man a second before me. His job was only to blast a hole through the windows so that I could shoot the Jap through it. They have tough windows at the Rockefeller Center to keep the noise out. It worked very well. As I expected, his bullet got deflected by the glass and went God knows where, but I shot immediately after him through the hole he had made. I got the Jap in the mouth as he turned to gape at the broken window. Bond smoked for a minute. It was a pretty sound job. Nice and clean, too. 300 yards away, no personal contact. The next time in Stockholm wasn't so pretty. I had to kill a Norwegian who was doubling against us for the Germans. He'd managed to get two of our men captured, probably bumped off, for all I know. For various reasons, it had to be an absolutely silent job. I chose the bedroom of his flat, and a knife. And, well, he just didn't die very quickly. For those two jobs, I was awarded a 00 number in the service. Felt pretty clever and got a reputation for being good and tough. A 00 number in our service means you've had to kill a chap in cold blood in the course of some job. Now, he looked up again at Mathis. That's all very fine. The hero kills two villains. But when the hero, Le Chiffre, starts to kill the villain, Bond, and the villain, Bond, knows he isn't a villain at all, you see the other side of the medal. The villains and heroes get all mixed up. Of course, he added, as Mathis started to expostulate, patriotism comes along and makes it seem fairly all right. But this country right or wrong business is getting a little out of date. Today we are fighting communism. Okay. If I'd been alive 50 years ago, the brand of conservatism we have today would have been damn near called communism, and we should have been told to go and fight that. History is moving pretty quickly these days, and the heroes and villains keep on changing parts. Mathis stared at him aghast. Then he tapped his head and put a calming hand on Bond's arm. You mean to say that this precious Le Chiffre, who did his best to turn you into a eunuch, doesn't qualify as a villain? He asked. Anyone would think from the rot you talk that he had been battering your head instead of your... He gestured down the bed. You wait till M tells you to get after another Le Chiffre. I bet you'll go after him all right. And what about Smersh? I can tell you I don't like the idea of these chaps running around France, killing anyone they feel has been a traitor to their precious political system. You're a bloody anarchist. He threw his arms in the air and let them fall helplessly to his sides. Bond laughed. All right, he said. Take our friend Le Chiffre. It's simple enough to say he was an evil man. At least it's simple enough for me, because he did evil things to me. If he was here now, I wouldn't hesitate to kill him, but out of personal revenge, and not, I'm afraid, for some high moral reason, or for the sake of my country.